Planning is underway for the Hayes Chamber's next awards banquet. Vice President of Membership, Rhonda Meyerhoff, and Vice President of Marketing and Communications, Mariah Leglider, stop by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We decided we would really want to give more time to our businesses that do the engraving on the awards, so they didn't have last minute. We wanted to be able to give enough time to the committee that picks from all the nominations to place them. And so we decided it was just be better to put that out in October instead of November.
Okay.
It'll be in the October newsletter. Mm-hmm. But if somebody wants that sooner, we can get it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's talk some details. First off, I know we've got all the awards that we've done, and you've got this really cool list. Mariah handed it to me as we got started. I don't know who I'm showing this to. I'm showing it to the world out the window, I guess. But it's all the previous award winners going back to the original award winners that looks like on some of these way back into the 80s, which is so cool. But anything new or different in that regard coming up on this one?
Well, the awards are the same as they were last year, but we did start a couple of new awards last year. And that would have been the Grow Hayes Robert E. Schmidt Entrepreneur of the Year Award. So Doug Williams at Grow Hayes and Gary Shorman with the Robert E. and Pat Schmidt Foundation decided to come up with this one. So, you know, we've got a lot of really amazing entrepreneurs in our community.
Truly.
You know, and sometimes somebody says, well, all I did was start a new business. Well, but is it a franchise? Did you form it after somebody else? No. That's an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of those in town, just really good. And so they decided they wanted to recognize someone who was an entrepreneur. And so, somebody who's demonstrated, you know, that ability to create and grow their business over the last year. And, you know, and then there's always efforts that go in to make it a better value for our community. And we have some amazing things that happen in our community. And it's so fun to be able to recognize those. And then Mariah, we added another one, didn't we?
We added the Worth Wealth Management Member Investor of the Year Award. We really wanted to, Worth Wealth wanted to partner with us and come up with an award that really showcased one of our member investors that adds a lot to the community and that gives back to our chamber. I think it was a great idea. It went over really, really well. We were happy to have Hayes Med win that last year. I'm looking forward to the nominees for this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's not all about financial giving, James. You know, we have a board of directors that's volunteer. Our ambassadors are volunteers, and they're pulled out of their workplace all throughout the day. I mean, we try not to have more than three events that they're pulled out.
I was going to say, I just imagine them trying to work, and you're calling like, nope, time to go. Here we go again.
I know.
But you see them so much out in the community, which is great.
Yes.
And it does. It takes more than just their effort. It's their employers, too, that allows them to do that.
Well, and their coworkers picking up the slack while they're gone, you know, and we try to be really respectful of that. But, you know, without those volunteers, and our HYP is a great group. They have some things during the day, usually at noon or after hours. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all of those things are really helping the chamber in immense ways. And then obviously financial, we appreciate that as well. But there's a lot that goes into that Member of the Year Award.
Yeah, I like that. Well, let's talk some more of these. Or, you know, I don't know, maybe we want to just go through it before we talk about the submission process and how that all works.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mariah, why don't you start us?
Okay. Yeah. So we have the City of Hayes Small Business Achievement Award, the iSmile Vision Plus Dental Helping Hands Award, the Golden Belt Bank Hall of Fame Award, the Grow Hayes Robert E. Schmidt Entrepreneur of the Year Award, the Next Tech Citizen of the Year Award, the Next Tech Wireless Businesswoman of the Year Award, Vive Broadband Rising Star Award, and of course the Worth Wealth Management Member Investor of the Year Award.
So it really kind of covers the gamut. It does, to me, in the business world, yeah.
Yeah, those new rising individuals that are showing a lot of promise for the future of our community. You know, gosh, those small businesses.
Mm-hmm. The seasoned people that have been giving to the community for years. We have the Hall of Fame Awards. Like, yeah, there's a little bit for everybody. I mean, anybody that gives back, there's a way to give back to them.
And I'll tell you, the really fun part is now being on the side when you know who the winners are.
And conspiring to get them there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Because we don't want them to know.
Well, sure.
Oh, yeah. There's some fibs that are told in order maybe to get somebody there. We just think it's all okay because it's for the award winner to get them there. Mm-hmm. And then we have their family hide in a room in the back so they don't see their family there because that would give something away.
It's an elaborate setup.
It is. It just really
is. This
is
the real reason why you had to push it back. You guys didn't need more time to get this all coordinated.
That actually was a discussion we had, was to figure out how to get them there. We need just a little bit more time to figure that out. So,
yeah. Although we know the more people that know what's going on, then, you know.
Yeah.
The cat can be let out of the bag. Mm-hmm. But our families are always so excited, too. I remember last year, Judy Park, her husband was back in the waiting room and waiting for it to be her turn. And she was so amazed when she went up to win her award. She just couldn't believe, first of all, that she was worthy of winning the award, which is so humbling to me. And then she goes, oh my gosh, and my husband's here too. You know, it's so off the cuff. It's so fun. And it's, yeah. And the people are so honored by it. So, yeah.
Love it. Well, let's talk about how to get these people honored. How do you get people signed up? Or do you sign up yourself?
Well, you could.
Because I could sign myself up right now and put my name down. Here you go.
You can't. You could, James. Oh, there's much more.
I actually wrote my name down. Like.
Yeah, there's more than just writing a name on a piece of paper. Sorry. You're going to have to get another one.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually have the forms that Mariah has created for us. As I mentioned earlier, they'll be in the October newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get an old school handwritten form?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be on our website starting October 1st.
Okay.
And it'll also, like she said, it'll be in our October newsletter, which is also available on our website, which is hayeschamber.com for those that don't know. And it has just a short description of each award. And then at the bottom, you fill out name, address, contact information for the person you're nominating, what award you're nominating them for, and then you just write a short paragraph on why you think they deserve the award. And then that all goes to our nomination committee, and then they take it from there.
Very cool. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
You know, James, that might be part of why you've never won, because it's a short paragraph.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And people would write pages about you.
I'm sure they would. And this guy. Oh, let me tell you about this guy. And there's an angry scree all day long.
Yeah. So, and if individuals can't find her for some reason, please call our chamber at 785-628-8201. I almost gave my personal number. But anyway, you could call me there too, and I would still get the form.
I'm sure
for you.
You would.
You betcha. So, they can call us, and we'll get them the form that way as well.
Very cool. And what's the deadline again if they want to get them signed up?
November 30,
isn't October. It?
October 30.
Yeah, October 31st.
Oh, no, November 30 was last year.
Yep. So October 31st is the deadline for nominations.
Okay, so you got about 6 weeks.
Yep.
Don't wait, but get it in.
Yep.
But you got a little time.
Absolutely.
But for now, you could be thinking of those people you'd like to nominate.
Yeah.
And are past award winners on the website, Mariah?
No, but I think we discussed that at one point. So that might be something we can talk about.
Yeah. We're in the middle of trying to do some different updates to the website. So
mm-hmm. Very cool.
In between events and Facebook Lives, Ben's, and
I understand. It's hard to get to those projects you want to do. It's always like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Yes. And then it just never gets done.
Tomorrow never comes.
Exactly.
To be honest, I don't think there's anything more fun than to have a member come into the office or the opportunity for us to go out and celebrate and showcase a member.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate joy that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I imagine, like, yeah, if you have to choose between going to the celebration or sitting and working on a website, I know what I would pick. Website all day long. No, I'm just kidding.
They don't want me on the website.
Just strictly Mariah handling the website part. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Very cool. Really good. Well, before we run out of time, guys, we better talk about, I know you've got some weekly events coming up.
Yeah, we do. As always, a super busy week ahead of us. Today at noon at the venue at Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill at 2704 Vine Street, we have the HYP Connection Lunch. Also today at 3:30 at the Welcome Center, we will have our monthly chamber board meeting. Let's see. We also have a groundbreaking at the Arc Park for the Leadership Haze Class of 2021's Storytime project that they're working on. And that's at 11 a.m. at the Arc Park. And then on the 22nd, we have a ribbon cutting for the Western Kansas Therapy Associates. They are wanting to, they have updated their business name and want to celebrate that. So that'll be at 11 a.m., 208 East 8th Street, Suite D in the James Building. September 22nd, there is also an HYP Lunch with Leaders with LaVon Geese of DSNWK. That will be at noon at Paisley Pear at 1100 Main Street. And then we will wrap up our week with our chamber chat. Oh, we don't have a chamber chat, do we?
No.
No chamber chat this week.
Yes. That just happened yesterday.
That did just happen.
Late yesterday.
Breaking news coming from the chamber. No chamber chat this week. It has been postponed. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for more information.
Yeah, because I think we were trying to fill that with one that had wanted in. So, watch your email from us.
Yep.
There you go.
And social media. We'll have it out there.